Critics of the Milwaukee County Mental Health Complex say too many patients are brought in for emergency services time and time again instead of getting ongoing community care. In 2012, six patients died, including Brandon Johnson. He died of complications from a broken neck. His mother, Alicia Johnson, asked for the facility to be closed.
I just hate for another family to go through what I'm going through. I suffer every day about my son.
A bill authored by Republican Joe Sanfilippo and Leah Vukmir takes oversight of mental health services away from the county board and gives it to an appointed board of medical professionals. Sanfilippo says the new board would reflect the community it serves. But Milwaukee Democrat Sandy Pasch questioned whether the appointed medical professionals would be minorities or simply had served minority patients.
It says nothing about that they themselves need to be African American or Latino or Native or different genders. So we know that there aren't a lot of African American providers.
The bill also calls for regular audits of Milwaukee County's mental health services. County Executive Chris Abley supports this.
Trust me, where things don't work, we'll do them better.
But Milwaukee Senator Tim Carpenter was skeptical of the shift. He says the county board is accountable because it's elected. The bill would give the governor the power to appoint members of the oversight board. Shemay Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.